Townsville for the V8s this coming weekend, and a man who has hit the podium 10 out of 13 races up there is Garth Tander. He joins us now. G'day, Garth.
Morning, boys.
Great to chat, mate. You don't mind Townsville?
Yeah, it goes all right. So I didn't actually know that stat until the other day.
But, there you go.
Been on there for a little, up on the podium a bit. So, yeah, had a lot of success there and enjoy the circuit. And, you know, living in Melbourne this time of year, it's not too bad to get up to Townsville in mid-July and get away from the freezing cold, that's for sure.
What about this battle to the end, mate, between yourself and your own teammate and James?
Oh, no, friendly fire.
You just keep running into each other, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, one running into the other more than often than you'd like.
So it's all James's fault.
Well, yeah, look, it's part of racing, unfortunately, and, you know, it does happen from time to time, teammates running into each other, but, yeah, a bit of a freak thing that happens 2 weekends in a row, but, you know, put it behind you and you move on.
Well, they say things happen in threes, Garth.
Let's hope not.
How do you move beyond it, mate? Obviously, it's not the second time it would have done your head in. So how do you go and chat with him, or does he probably has to come and chat with you, I'd say.
Or punch on.
No, we don't punch on, CK. It's not Origin, mate. you just race on effectively. You know, there's no benefit to be had by, you know, building into each other on the racetrack, because unfortunately the people who've got to fix it are the guys that work on the race car. So, for us, it's, you know, just put it behind you and move on. And, you know, as you said, Townsville this weekend, the circuit, they've had a fair bit of success at, and just go up there and try and do our best.
And, mate, the car looks good. You're honouring the legendary Peter Brock.
Yeah, that's right. It's 25th anniversary of the Holden Racing Team this year. And throughout the year, we're sort of changing things up and changing the livery and the look of the car. And this weekend, we've gone with a retro look. So it's not a recreation, but a retro look of the 97 HRT car, which was Brock's last full-time year at HRT.
Yeah.
So guys at Holden Design have done an awesome job. The car looks fantastic. So we're really looking forward to jumping into it. And we've had a lot of success with actually different liveries. The last couple of years up there in Townsville, we've run the State of Origin livery with with James with the Blues livery and myself with the Maroons livery, and had a lot of success at Townsville with it. So I certainly hope we can have a lot of success this weekend with the 97 retro livery as well.
And how's it received in Townsville? They normally, they're a great sporting public, really.
Mm. Yeah, they love it. I mean, the event up there is only quite young. I think our first race up there was 2009. And it's an amazing atmosphere. They really get behind our sport. You know, they're quite starved of sport up there. Obviously, they've got the rugby team and a bit of basketball, but that's it. And as far as motorsport goes, there's no real motorsport in far north Queensland. So for us to come to town, put on a show, they really get behind it and, you know, really enjoy the weekend.
Now, Garth, I know you'd be frustrated sitting down in ninth position in the Driver Championship. James is in sixth, but that's a long way for one, mate. Mark Winterbottom setting the pace this year.
Yeah, they are. And, PRA or the Ford guys are, certainly got plenty of speed at the moment. There's no two ways about that. So, the job's on to go and fix that. Those guys are doing a great job. Mark's teammate as well, Chaz Mostert's been very fast of late. So, for us at HRT, it's making sure that we just go and score as many points as possible and don't get caught up in too many incidents like we have the last couple of races. If we fix all that, then I think we'll be fast enough to get those guys a run for their money.
Good on you, Garth. It's great racing up there. Go well.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the chat. Garth Tander there. He's part of the 500-plus club, which is 500 races. And Jason Bright will be racing his 500th this weekend in Townsville. So a massive achievement. We look forward to it.